Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to the Innis Reserve. What a huge difference a week makes. Well, last week we were cold, this week we're running headlong into spring, and you might hear the winds are beginning to pick up. You know, what's even amazing, last couple of mornings, I have noticed that the birds are getting louder and louder just at daybreak. And they're getting up earlier and earlier and earlier. So I think the animals love spring. Sometimes I wonder how they can sing so early in the morning, and we don't do very well with that. Well, I'll let you figure out why that is. Today I want to ask you a question. What will it be when we see Jesus face to face? This week I heard a young boy who asked a preacher, what's it going to be like when I see Jesus? Will he be like a friend? Well, the preacher responded, no, Jesus will not be like a friend because he's very God in flesh. I know that's probably theologically relevant, but I don't think I agree with this guy. You see, Jesus was God in flesh, and he was the perfect picture of our holy God. But there are countless pictures of Jesus in the Bible that he showed how loving and kind and caring of a person that he was. He even told his followers, you're my friends. Will he lose that personality later on? Well, I don't think so. So, what does the Bible say about seeing the face of Jesus? Well, we'll look at that in just a moment. But first, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, again for this day. Thank you for the promise that we'll see Jesus face to face. Help us to focus on that today. And perhaps if there's somebody here who's not sure that they'll see Jesus when they pass from this life, perhaps today they'll make that decision to follow Jesus and allow him to be the Lord of their life. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, go with me to the Bible. We're going to be going to 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 2. John wrote, beloved, we are God's children, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. Three things I want you to look at. First, John said, when he shall appear, not if he appears. The Lord will reappear just like he said that he was going to do. Secondly, when he appears, we will be just like him. Jesus will be in his glorified body and we'll have one too. Isn't that exciting? And thirdly, at present, we don't have a clue what he'll be like when he appears. When we see him, we know we'll be just like him. So, any speculation about what Jesus will look like is just someone's opinion. Any speculation is just that, speculation. That's why poets and songwriters over the years have been trying to paint a picture of what Jesus will look like when he appears. It really, you know, kind of is open to the imagination. So today, I want to share with you some of those pictures that others have painted. First up, I want to play for you an old hymn called Saved by Grace. It's written by the great songwriter Fanny Crosby, who was blind since 6 weeks of age. It's hard to imagine that the first thing that she will see since she was 6 weeks old will be the face of Jesus. Won't that be a wonderful time for her? This song is performed by First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas. It's their choir and their orchestra. And if you like a well-done hymn and a great choir, you'll like this one. Let's have a listen. saved by grace. Wow. But remember, if we get to see Jesus face to face, it will be for one reason and one reason alone, and it is the grace of God. Not any one of us are holy enough to stand before Jesus face to face, but through the grace of God and through the work of Jesus on the cross, we'll get to see him face to face. Don't you think that'll make our first vision of Jesus so much more special? Wow. So what will it be like? Well, I really believe that we can only imagine. And I'm going to let this next Christian group by the name of Mercy Me fill in some of the details. When I stand before you, when I walk by your side, and I'm surrounded by your glory, I believe those first few minutes with Jesus will be so totally overwhelmed. We can only imagine what it would be like. But I think this song pretty much sums up some of our responses as well. Will I dance before you, Jesus? Or in awe of you, be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah, or will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. But I think there's one response that has been left out, and this will be my response, I believe. So for the next few moments, let me share with you how I believe I'll respond. Listen, no one knows the circumstances leading up to the end of our lives, but I believe when I open my eyes in eternity, I believe Jesus will be there. What will it be like? I believe he may lean over and say, Tony, it's okay. You're home now. Welcome home. Upon recognizing the face of Jesus, I will dissolve into tears and fall flat on my face. Why that response? I believe that first few moments with Jesus will be that the presence of God will be so powerful. It'll be something we have never felt before. And the only place for me at that time would to be flat on my face. Why? It's because Jesus is the one who knows me inside and out, the good, bad, and the ugly. Yet because of his grace, he has allowed me to see his face and be in his heaven. Secondly, it's because Jesus was the one who has always guided me and prompted me in the right direction and sometimes pushed me in the right direction for his glory. And I will worship him because he is the only one who ever deserved any worship from anyone. But I think Jesus will then speak and say, Tony, stand up. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for choosing to follow me. And thank you for telling other people about me and my grace. And then we began to walk side by side, right off into eternity. And then I'll see his amazing glory. And I will join with the millions as we all shout in one thunderous voice, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Nothing could ever compare to that moment. For just a few moments, let's step back into our present world. I believe what I've just described is available to anyone and everyone who will recognize their need for Jesus as a Savior, and will bow before him and invite him to be the Lord and Savior of their lives. So my question for you today, have you allowed Jesus, have you invited Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? If not, I encourage you to do so. And if you do, I believe you'll find Jesus with his hand outstretched. And I believe he might even say, well, welcome. It's good to have you as part of my family. And finally, today I want to close out our time together with another song about seeing the face of Jesus. This one is by Zach Williams, and it's called Face to Face. Oh, and this might just be a good time for you to have a talk with Jesus and let him know you want him to be your Lord and Savior. So let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity to join with these great people. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for that wonderful hope of seeing Jesus face to face. Only because of his grace can we be there. I pray that everyone who's listening will be there to see Jesus. In Jesus' name.